DeepEnglish.com. Money doesn't grow on trees. Active Speaking Part D. Jane Park isn't broke, but she does say that winning the lottery ruined her life. Is Jane Park broke? No, Jane Park isn't broke. What does she say about winning the lottery? She says that winning the lottery ruined her life. In 2013, Park was just a 17-year-old girl working as an administrative assistant, earning €8 an hour. How old was she in 2013? She was 17 years old in 2013. How much money was she earning? She was earning €8 an hour. What job did she have? She was an administrative assistant. Her life changed when she won £1 million and became the youngest lotto winner in the UK. Whose life changed? Jane Park's life changed. Did she lose £1 million? No, she didn't lose £1 million. She won £1 million. Did she become the oldest lotto winner in the UK? No, she didn't become the oldest lotto winner in the UK. She became the youngest lotto winner in the UK. Some of her first purchases included 50 designer handbags, a chihuahua named Princess, a purple SUV, and breast enhancement surgery. It's no surprise that these things didn't add to her happiness. Did she buy a purple SUV and breast enhancement surgery? Yes, she bought a purple SUV and breast enhancement surgery. What kind of dog did she buy? She bought a chihuahua named Princess. How many designer handbags did she buy? She bought 50 designer handbags. Did these things make her happy? No, these things didn't make her happy. She now says that she wishes she never won. She complains that people don't understand the stress that she is under. Does she wish she never won? Yes, she wishes she never won. Who wishes she never won? Jane Park wishes she never won. I have material things, but apart from that, my life is empty. What is my purpose in life? Does her chihuahua say her life is empty? No, her chihuahua doesn't say her life is empty. Jane Park says her life is empty. Avoiding gold diggers and finding people who love her for who she is one of her top complaints. Who is she trying to avoid? She is trying to avoid gold diggers. Who is she trying to find? She is trying to find people who love her for who she is. She recently broke up with her boyfriend, though they probably had more problems than just money. Who did she recently break up with? She recently broke up with her boyfriend. Were their problems all about money? No, their problems weren't all about money. They probably had more problems than just money. She famously gave her ex a list of 20 rules before he went on vacation with his friends last year. How many rules did she give her ex? She gave her ex 20 rules. When did she give her ex 20 rules? She gave her ex 20 rules before he went on vacation with his friends last year. Rule number 19, delivered via Twitter, demanded that he wear a t-shirt with her face on it every day while on vacation. What kind of shirt did she demand he wear? She demanded he wear a t-shirt with her face on it. The shirt said, "If you are reading this, you are too close to my boyfriend." What did the shirt say? The shirt said, "If you are reading this, you are too close to my boyfriend." Park is so unhappy with her new life that she was recently considering suing the lottery company. Why was she considering suing the lottery company? She was considering suing the lottery company because she is so unhappy with her life. In the UK, 16 is the minimum age to play the lottery, but Park believes that people under 18 aren't responsible enough to handle the money. What is the minimum age to play the lottery? In the UK, 16 is the minimum age to play the lottery. Does Park believe that 16 is too old to handle money responsibly? No, Park doesn't believe that 16 is too old to handle money responsibly. She believes 16 is too young to handle money responsibly. She told one reporter that the lotto bosses have ruined her life. Did she tell one reporter that the lotto bosses have saved her life? No, she didn't tell one reporter that the lotto bosses had saved her life. She told one reporter that the lotto bosses have ruined her life. Of course, not all lottery winners regret winning. Do all lottery winners regret winning? No, of course, not all lottery winners regret winning. And according to some research, money can buy happiness if you spend it right. Who says money can buy happiness if you spend it right? Research says money can buy happiness if you spend it right. According to researchers at Harvard, people report much higher levels of happiness after spending money on others versus spending the money on themselves. What kind of money causes higher levels of happiness? Spending money on others causes higher levels of happiness. Similarly, research also shows that businesses that allow employees to choose charities rather than the CEO choosing where to give money have happier and more effective workers. Can allowing employees to choose charities lead to happier and more effective workers? Yes, allowing employees to choose charities can lead to happier and more effective workers. And the second criteria for spending money in a way that creates happiness is buying experiences rather than buying things. What is the second criteria for spending money in a way that creates happiness? The second criteria for spending money in a way that creates happiness is buying experiences rather than buying things. The rush of excitement after buying a new gadget doesn't last long. What doesn't last long? The rush of excitement after buying a new gadget doesn't last long. A trip with your family and friends, on the other hand, will create memories that can last a lifetime. Can 50 designer handbags create meaningful memories that can last a lifetime? No, 50 designer handbags can't create meaningful memories that can last a lifetime. Can a trip with your family and friends create memories that can last a lifetime? Yes, a trip with your family and friends can create memories that can last a lifetime.